And now, young Widow Brown. Jim Morrison, the attractive ex-husband of Dr. Allison Shaw, who performed a delicate operation on Ellen Brown and saved her life, has presented Ellen with a difficult problem, as great a challenge as she has ever met before. For Jim is asking Ellen to help him prove that he can turn his back on a life of self-indulgence and excessive drinking. And now, in order to clarify her thoughts on the situation, Ellen turns to a friend in whom she has great confidence, to Noreen Temple, to whom Ellen is now saying,
I feel completely ashamed, Noreen.
Why, Ellen?
Well, I didn't even ask her, but if he were busy or not, I just told Jim Morrison to call up your husband and try to see him.
Oh, Herbert liked him. Just this about his drinking, though, Ellen.
Yes.
Herbert didn't know too much about him, so he asked Anthony, and Anthony didn't give Jim Morrison a very good bill of health.
No, but that's bias. Some of it.
Ellen, look, Anthony'd never be biased about anything to the point of keeping a man from a job because of it.
No, but Anthony's your fiancé, Ellen. Sometimes fiancés take on all the responsibilities of husbands.
Anthony feels that the problem of Jim Morrison and his ex-wife, Dr. Allison Shaw, is just too much for you.
Noreen, Jim came to me yesterday in despair. He came to me for hope about himself.
Now, what should I do?
You should send him back to Allison. Send him back to his wife.
She isn't his wife anymore. She doesn't love him anymore.
He looked at me yesterday, Noreen, as though I were his only salvation.
Ellen, aren't you asking for an awful lot of responsibility if you do this?
Noreen, Allison's marriage cracked up twice because together she and Jim couldn't fight this illness again. Now, perhaps here in Simpsonville, he can conquer the illness and win her back again.
That's such a rare chance, Ellen. I don't think Allison will ever look at him again.
Well, some other woman will then. And perhaps that might influence her. No, I'm not going to stop Jim. I'm not going to let him think Allison has convinced all of us he's no good. Because she hasn't. I know there's some good in him. And I won't give up.
Doesn't that attitude annoy Anthony?
Yes.
Ellen.
Yes, Noreen.
What is Allison doing while you're trying to straighten out her ex-husband?
Well, what in the world do you mean? Allison is a brilliant surgeon. She's busy at Health Center Hospital.
That is so true. She is busy at the hospital.
Noreen, what shabby thing that Louise has said have you been listening to?
How did you know?
Because I know Louise Simpson. Because I know what she's trying to do. But believe me, Allison isn't trying to get Anthony interested in her.
Okay. You win. I won't argue with you because you won't believe people can be horrid, so let's let it go at that.
Yes, that's better. Noreen, look. Louise is determined to try to get Anthony interested in her. She'll do anything to get him. Allison isn't like that.
All right. Maybe she isn't. I simply don't know, Ellen.
Allison and Jim Morrison must have had something good between them. And that's what I'm going to try to help them find for each other again. With Herbert's help and yours.
How can we help?
By forgetting everything you hear about him. Why, Herbert's judging him simply by what he knows of him, apart from his psychological background.
All right. I'll go along with you.
Oh, thank you, Noreen. I won't let anybody make me feel for Anthony. I won't do it.
Now, later this afternoon, Ellen has summoned Allison Shaw to come to see her in order to give Allison news that Ellen thinks is good.
Hello, Allison. I've been waiting for you.
Hello, Ellen. You seem mighty surprised.
Oh, I feel fine.
Good.
Were you awfully busy at the hospital? I hope not, because it isn't going to do Anthony much good if I call you away from something that you're helping him with.
I was free.
What did you want, Ellen? To tell you that Herbert Temple has gotten Jim Morrison a job here in Simpsonville.
What made you think that would be good news for me?
Well, aren't you glad that Jim has decided to try to work?
Jim doesn't mean anything to me anymore, Ellen. I have no reason to be glad or sorry, whatever he does.
But, Allison, if he died tomorrow, I think I could say that somewhere in the back of my life, there had been a Jim Morrison. But I can't remember his love. I can only remember my contempt for him.
How dreadful. Why does a simple truth have to be dreadful?
Allison, sometimes the person one is in love with is least able to be of help. If by some stroke of fate, I can help him. Will you go back to him?
Why are you so anxious to give him back to me?
Because I don't approve of broken marriages. I think that the scars are too lasting. The wound never really heals.
Ellen, aren't you a little obvious?
How do you mean?
Aren't you going to renovate Jim so that I'll go away from here?
Allison,
I've learned a great deal about you, Ellen. You talked differently when you were telling me how grateful you were to me. I saved your life, Ellen. Remember?
Could I ever forget it? But Allison, for that, I want to help you with Jim. I want so desperately for you to find your happiness.
You talk convincingly, Ellen. But others talk about you convincingly, too. I've heard so many stories about you, about your possessiveness toward Anthony.
I'd be terribly interested to know the source of those stories, Allison.
It doesn't matter. It fits into the picture perfectly.
How does it?
You take this man who has destroyed my happiness and his, and you try to repair him, and you persuade me that my beauty lies with him. Ellen, you won't do that because of your love for me. You'll do it because of your queer.
Allison, this is such strange talk.
Do you want to answer that?
Yes. Hello?
Hi, Ellen. This is Anthony.
Oh, I know. Anthony, I want to see you.
My flattered darling. When may I come?
Now, please. As soon as you can, that is.
Well, when my new assistant comes back, I can get out. Do you know where Allison is?
She'll be there very shortly, Anthony. She's on her way. Goodbye, dear.
Bye.
He's waiting for you, Allison. Anthony?
Yes.
Will you go now, please? All you've said is very interesting, but I can't discuss it further with you.
Will you discuss it with Anthony?
Yes. I can, you know. I love him and he loves me. And we can turn to each other in upsetting times like this.
He'll flatter you, pamper you, Ellen. He won't tell you the truth.
You don't know him, Allison. Goodbye. He wants you to go back to the hospital. He wants you to relieve him so that he can come to see me.
And a little later, Ellen is now saying...
I was a little rude to Allison, Anthony, because she frightened me.
Why should she frighten you?
Because she said I was possessive of you.
I hope you are.
Because she said my only interest in Jim Morrison was my fear that she might attract you. That I'll try to make him better and then force him on her so that... That's an ugly interpretation of what I'm trying to do.
What are you doing, dear?
I thought I was extending a helping hand. Giving a little encouragement for it was so desperately needed.
I'm sure you thought that once.
But do you think...
Darling, I can't tell what your subconscious is doing. I doubt that you could be jealous of Allison because there's nothing to be jealous of. But I know this, that I don't think you have the right to force her to go back to someone she hates.
Wouldn't do that, Anthony.
Allison is afraid of it, Ellen. She wants only peace without Jim Morrison. I think that since Allison came to us first, our loyalty to her is the issue.
But her need is so much less than his.
I don't think you can judge. Jim Morrison is worthless. He'll convince you as he convinced her that he could begin again. And then...
Just a minute, dear. Hello?
Mrs. Brown?
Yes?
Mr. Bailey, the manager of the local hotel.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bailey.
And Mrs. Brown, I'm calling for Jim Morrison. He's in a state again, and he's demanding you come and see him.
Oh, no, no.
You will come, Mrs. Brown?
Yes, Mr. Bailey, of course I'll come. Yes, I'll be there.
You'll be where?
Jim Morrison is at the Mansion House, not well.
You mean he's been drinking again?
Anthony, he's asking for me.
Are you going?
Yes, Anthony. I have to go to him.
Between Ellen and Anthony is the barrier now of split views and opposing ideas. Why does Jim Morrison want to see young Widder Brown?